Morocco, week 8, Thursday.
And now, episode 39, in Moon Over Morocco.
Mother Oweed, Father Oweed, do you expect the daughter to be a saffron root?
And so Jack, as Hassan Bizel, has set another trap for Jack as El Kaba. And the Contessa and the old Fatma have used herbs, magic, and suggestion to send Sunny Skies on a mission into the invisible realm to steal the golden eye of El Kaba. But Sunny hasn't returned. The two women grow impatient.
It is time.
About time it is time.
I'm afraid the girl Sunny Skies may never return.
So?
When the suggestion was induced, Fatma, it was only if she obtained the eye of El Kaba. If she does not find the eye, there is no way for that girl to return.
So?
I think it was a necessary blunder.
Why?
There was no reason to hurt the girl.
It makes no difference.
Put it. But I would like to make the amendment. The lack of curiosity in the Kazbakeli has disappointed me. I believe it is time for him to go within. To take the journey, no?
Good, yeah.
If the Kelly is successful and returned with the eye, he will bring back the girl. If not successful...
He stay.
Oui. Then he stay. Forever.
How you lure him into trap?
How we lure him? I don't know. I do not wish to invite him here and cause further problem with that friend of Kali's that Major Sam, the magic man.
Magic man? Pah!
We will think of a safe way. Think, Fatma. A time when the Mojo has his hands full. For it is said, one cannot hold two watermelons in one hand.
That's good. We use Sahar.
No. We use Sukil. Sukil work fine in the past. Sukil work now.
I want to try Sahar on the American.
We use Sukil. Drug always work.
When Fatma use Sahar, always work.
We use Sukil.
How?
How we get Kazba Kelly to take the drug? See this orange? We sell the Kelly one orange. This one. Inside, we inject with a hypoxic drug. From the time that the Kelly leave cafe and walk to Kazba Kelly's by the beach, the drug will take effect.
We catch him in between.
We catch him in between.
That's good, good.
Kazba Kelly's Kelly here.
Hello, boss.
Mojo, where are you? In Marrakesh?
Well, not exactly.
How'd it go? Did you find what you were after?
Well, not exactly.
Yeah, I thought so. When are you coming back?
I figure maybe spend a day or two more, as long as I'm down here, boss.
Yeah, okay. There's nothing happening back here anyway.
That's good.
I guess so.
Call me when you know what flight you'll be taking back. I'll pick you up at the airport.
Well, I think I'll be flying back another way.
You mean a private plane?
You might say that.
Okay.
And remember, boss, stay away from them two women's.
Fatma and La Contessa? Don't worry about me, pal. You know what they say. You can count the number of apples in one tree, but you can never count the number of trees in one apple. Bye.
You can count the number of apples in one tree, but you can never count the number of trees in one apple. Damn, he's getting good. Are you sure you can carry me?
No problem.
You won't start doing loop-de-loops and things.
Are you afraid of flying?
Not that. It's just, I never flew before when the pilot and the navigator and the plane and the stewardess were all the same one. That's all.
So you see, Alcabar, baby, I'm really at my best at close range, and we're not that far away now.
You mean you'll be able to start using your magic back at them for a change?
Yeah, sort of. But one thing you gotta remember, if you get stuck with something again, just let it go. Even if you're right, you'll lose it if you hang on to it.
That again.
That's all. Good night, El.
Good night, Flossie. What's that? Sounds like a horse. Hey, guard, did you just hear a horse?
No. No sound.
Well, there. You heard it then, right?
Nothing.
Post a deaf guard. It's a wonder we haven't all been snuffed out by now.
No sound. Everything peaceful.
Look, I'm going to walk to the top of that dune. Now, when I come back, it's going to be me. So don't start tossing any spears, huh? Nothing worse than a spear-happy guard. It's a horse, all right. What if it's some dashing black stallion running loose? I can get rid of that arrogant, mangy camel Seymour I have to ride. The moon's bright enough to be able to... By the might of Allah Almighty! Look at that thing! What a fantastic creature! It's a black stallion, all right, but with wings! The wings are immense! It's right out of the Arabian Nights. Easy, boy. Easy. That's right. Easy now. It has a bridle and a saddle. Imagine riding this thing. Wow, that would be some ride, all right. Easy now. Easy. There we are. I don't have an apple, but here's a couple of dried figs. Oh, he loves them. Now to edge back to the stirrups. Easy, boy. Easy. Now, just to get my foot in there. Easy. Easy. And up and on. Wow, we were moving. We're off the ground. Yahoo, what a ride. This thing can climb, almost straight up. Wait till little Flossie sees this, she won't believe it. The strength of this creature, the muscles, it's going straight up, up and away!
The rifts are broad. Go before you've bitten the sword.
Oh,
that's the sound that comes to warn you so. In the night or early morn, you know. If you're the red shadow's foe, the wrist will strike with a blow that brings you woe.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. ZBS.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
You selling that orange?
Ah, yes, my friend. Very cheap for you. 50... 1 dirham 50.
Forget it.
1 dirham?
No.
80 francs?
No.
How much?
20 francs.
20? 50?
20.
45?
No.
40 you take?
Nope.
35?
25.
32?
25.
30?
25.
25? Here, take.
Here. It's a nice orange. Hey, thanks.
I hope you chalk good.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.